Shabbos Perek Tassayin Mishnah Hei. Rabbi Shimon ben Anas Omer. Parson or shel gedi. One is allowed to spread goat skin. Agabe shida. A wooden chest. Teva. A wooden box. Umigdol. Like a wooden shrunk. Like a closet. Sheochas behenas aor. That the fire caught onto. Vipnei shehu mecharech. Because it would only get singed. And he wants to prevent the fire from catching onto the wood. So he puts the skin there. Even though l'char the skin is mukta. Unless the skin was set aside for people to sit on. But the Mefarshim explained that doesn't have to be the case here. He's still allowed to do it to save these items. Va'osin mechitza b'chol hakelim. A person's allowed to make a barrier with all vessels. Bein malayim, whether they're filled with water. Bein reikanim, whether they're empty. B'shvil shaloi savar hadaleika, in order that the fire shouldn't spread. Rabbi Yosi oiser b'klicheres chadoshim malayim mayim. Rabbi Yosi asers with a new vessel that's filled with water. L'fi she'en yechon l'kabel asa'or, because it won't be able to withstand the heat. And the fire, vein misbakin mechabenes hadaleika. And it'll burst, and it'll extinguish the fire. And the Rav explains that Rav Yosi held that a gram kivoy, even though you're not extinguishing it with your hands, this is a gram kivoy, you're causing it to be extinguished, and that's usur according to Rav Yosi, even if there's going to be a hefsid mammon that you're going to lose these items. And the Rav says the halacha is not like Rav Yosi. Now, if anyone recalls, at the end of the third parak, it said, Nosten kli tachas haner lekabel nitzoytzos, v'lo yitein l'tocha mai b'nei shu mechabe, that a person should not, even before Shabbos, put a vessel underneath a candle that is shooting sparks, because you're going to be mechabe. And here we hold that you're allowed to. You're allowed to put any kind of mechitza, even filled with water. So first, Yushalmi says that Mishnah is going according to B'yaisi, but our Gemara learns that it's even going according to the Tanakama, which is who we hold like. And the Ran says the chilik there is that it's different. Over there, putting a vessel with water right underneath the sparks, like Tosis explains, is a chashash that as you put it there, you're going to make the sparks go out. Even though you're not allowed to do it before Shabbos, because it's gzera, like we've said, that they made gzera on gzera. In that case, it's really considered like one big gzera, because the real concern is that a person may eventually, at the same time, mamish put out the sparks. Masha'enkin over here, the Ran explains it's just that the fire shouldn't spread. And that's why we're allowed to put any kind of barriers, water, things like that, in order that a fire shouldn't spread. And this is one of the examples the Mishnah Berurah actually brings in, I think, in his Akdama of Hilchos Shabbos, that if people would just know the halacha, if God forbid there's ever a fire, they would know that one's allowed to put wet bowls, wet towels, everything around, that a fire is not allowed to spread. And there shouldn't be any destructive fire in any house of Klal Yisrael.